Advent for me is all about anticipation. I remember when I was growing up, I was always excited when Advent would come, when I'd see the Advent wreath out. We began to light that first candle and then the various candles going around the circle, coming ever closer to Christmas. I would get excited. I'd have this anticipation of what is to come. And really, that is the theme of Advent, this anticipation of what is to come, of the all the various things of the coming again of Jesus. And we see that particularly in this first reading today. And we'll see it, as I said, throughout the different weeks. I will be going back to this theme of anticipation with each of my homilies during the Sundays of Advent. But this particular first weekend, we hear about this anticipation because of the coming of the Son of Man, coming of Jesus. And this anticipation really comes in two different forms, so to speak. The first is talking about the very first coming of Jesus. We see this coming, his coming for the first time. And we hear about that in the first reading about from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Prophets speak about the coming of the Messiah, how we are to get ready for that, how there will be, there is a need for that Savior. Remember, the prophet Jeremiah is writing during a time when there is a lot of Israel is in exile. And he writes about how God will raise up a righteous shoot from David, talking about the house of David, his descendants. And if you read through that section of the Bible, and the book of Samuel, the books of Kings, you'll hear about many different descendants of David. And some of them were pretty good, but some of them not so much. And so there are consequences for those who weren't that good. And Jeremiah is kind of talking about during a time when there are some of those consequences going on. The exile into Babylon is one of those consequences. Punishment for going away from God. And so the people were well aware of a need for a Savior. They needed a Savior to help them, to help Israel. And that knowledge of the need for a Savior continued on for generations until the time of Jesus. They're well aware they needed a Savior. They were anticipating this coming of a Savior. And so that is important, to be able to have that knowledge, realizing we need that Savior. And you know, again, they're looking for it. They're expecting it. If you watch different movies, TV shows, different things about different stories about the Bible, a lot of times a theme that they like to bring out in those movies and shows is this idea of how we need that idea of the people praying for deliverance from evil, this protection from evil, whether it is oppression or a foreign power or something bad going on. Again, this, that we need a Savior. And that continues on to the other readings in the gospel. It's not just in the prophets talking about the first coming of the Savior. St. Paul, and then again Jesus himself, are talking about the second coming of the Messiah, the second coming of Christ. And that as well, there is an anticipation, a need for a Savior. Jesus particularly, you know, makes, you know, minces no words talking about that there will be difficult times. I'm talking about how the nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the seas and the waves. Talking about all these different things. And even talking about how there will be many distractions. Easily distracted by the being drowsy and all the carousing and drunkenness and all the anxieties of life. All these different things. But he says, don't be distracted by this. Don't turn away from what is needed. We need to be able to focus on the fact that Christ is coming. That Christ will be there soon. To be ready for that. Now, I'll talk a little bit more next week about preparing for the coming of the Messiah. That will be kind of more the theme next week. But for now, that acknowledgement that we need a Savior and that He is on the way, that He is coming very soon, we need to be able to keep that in mind. And it is easy for us to get distracted. I don't know about many of you, but for me, I know that, you know, it's easy for me to get into my mind that, you know, well, I'm working on this. I don't worry about it, Lord. I got this. I can take care of these different things myself. And forgetting that we have a Savior already and that we need Him. It can be very easy when you're working on different things in your life and you realize, okay, I got this bad habit. I got these things going on in my life I need to make sense of, or I need to get away from this bad habit. Or maybe it's, for some people, it might be an addiction to something, or, you know, all sorts of obsession over something. But again, it's keeping us from being with Christ. It's distracting us. And we will realize that it's a problem. We need to work on it. But in our minds, I think a lot of times we get to this mindset of, well, I got myself into this mess. I got to get myself out. And so we forget that we have a Savior to help us. Again, part of that distraction. We're forgetting that we have help already. And so we're thinking, well, I got to do this myself. And we're not even willing to use the help that God can give us to help us out. It reminds me of a joke that I've heard many times, and maybe you've heard it before. It's about a man who is in a very crowded parking lot, and he's looking everywhere for a parking spot. And he's looking around, he's going around in circles looking for this parking spot. And he finally stops, he puts it in park, puts his car in park, and he begins to pray, Lord, I know I don't talk to you very often, I know I don't pray very much, but please help me find a parking spot. I really need this parking spot. I need to get in there and do what I need to do. Please, you know, I'll start praying more. I'll start coming to church more often. I'll do all these different things. Please help me find a parking spot. Before he's able to finish, suddenly before him, a parking spot miraculously appears. It's like angels, like, oh, showing this parking spot. And he says, oh, never mind, Lord, I found one. Don't worry about it. And so now, that joke, it's not quite theologically sound, but I remember it because it's so often what we do, isn't it? We think we got these things all figured out ourselves, that we can do it all of ourselves, and we forget about what God is already doing in our lives, what He is able to do. We don't even realize when God is doing the things that he is doing in our lives. But when we keep in mind that Christ is coming, that our Lord is coming again, then we will be ready to meet Him. Then we will be able to stand before the Son of Man. He will welcome us into eternal life.